April 14th, 2020. Groggy late night tales. Day clear and first dark. Look beyond this darkness. Seek and you shall find. Oftentimes the beginning is rough, unrefined. Flow with what's been found. Dig in deep. Break new ground. Grow unashamed of what shows outside. At present, darkness reigns, but soon the sun shines. The day breaks open, letting us know what dreams live inside. Daniel Marcellus Gibbons. Recently, while revisiting a previous digital home/self and contemplating web relics, old pen pals, and lingering influences, my thoughts drifted to the album which spawned the online persona that encompassed my late teens through my 20s. I discovered Daniel Gibbons's Day Clear and First Dark in 2004 through an Other Music newsletter while grappling with depression, and can still feel echoes of how deeply its sounds rippled through the dense murk I'd been wading through. The title itself is based upon terms which African slaves used for dawn, day clear / day clean, and dusk, first dark. And the album was inspired by Gibbons's experience of being a gay black man living in post-9/11 New York. It was also later adapted into a D-underbelly play. It was unlike anything I'd ever heard before, and was a pulsating beacon which eventually guided me toward a profound new landscape. I remember reading a review of the album which criticized it for being too dark. But for me, it was a necessary and oddly comforting darkness. I went on to not only adopt a new name based upon the album, but an entire philosophy and fantasy storyline which I wrote out in quite a bit of detail, all sparked by a very little-known album, now buried deep in the recesses of cyber meat spaces, collective memory banks, now coming up for air here. Over the years, passing through many other chapters in my life, and experiencing far deeper levels of depression than I had previously imagined possible, I've continued to encounter signs, pathways, and maps which guide me onward through those all-too-familiar murky depths to discover and create spaces for growth, solace, and contentment. Digging out the CD copy of Day Clear and First Dark that I've kept tucked within a sacred stack over the past 16 years, it never ceases to amaze me how personal and resonant these excavated sonic materials can remain. Listening and reflecting, spools for the tangled threads of my memories and dreams. Hearing half a lifetime echo across the canyon. I've wandered so far, but I'm happy to return. Like many of the obscure references that I've defined myself by over the years, the tendrils of the web and all their might and hunger fall short in trying to grasp these connections. I'm actually fairly certain that this is the first time I've publicly described them at all, and would be pleasantly surprised if they've been made elsewhere. Another note. Day Clear is apparently now also a brand of allergy relief medication. Not the worst product association, I suppose. Another note. Many years after adopting, quote, First Dark, I stumbled across a fantasy novel entitled The Foxes of First Dark, known as Hunter's Moon in the UK, which I checked out from the library and thoroughly enjoyed. The story became entangled with the First Dark mythology for me, and I would like to revisit it one of these days as well. Another note. Not to be confused with The Hunter's Moon, which, just now discovering it, sounds great too, honestly. Originally written in the Scuttleverse.